no real shock, to be honest, because, I mean, there's still 560 people on the housing list. So unless we start getting on top of this, that we get housing estates built, that banks start lending to developers, and a lot of the builders are having trouble trying to get finance. So what they're trying to do is, I suppose, try and go a different route, pension funds, investors. And, I mean, we've got to sort out the one-off housing situation in Leitrim. It's got to be sorted out in these 5 years. That would be a big goal of mine because, I mean, if a farmer's son or daughter can't build their house on land that they have, we have a serious problem. And as Councillor Sean McDermott brought up over the years, you're going to see the end of communities and rural areas. Then it's going to put pressures in schools. It's going to put pressures in GA matches. And it's something now that we have to sort out in Leitrim. We heard there's a remedy there for the last amount of years, but something in the next 5 years we have to put in practice, and we have to get people building houses on the land again.
Yeah, because I think people are frustrated because on the one hand they're seeing how, when compared to May of 2023, that there were 3 new homes commenced, whereas this year that there's 0. And although, yes, there have been 45 homes commenced so far this year in Leitrim, there's still a lot of frustration there, isn't there?
There's a huge frustration, and listen, as you've seen probably the figures yesterday, the housing market has gone up in Leitrim and it's gone up in the northwest. And the problem with that is that people are selling out in their cities and they're moving down to the countryside and they're getting rid of their mortgages. So that's putting increased pressure. But I mean, we're at a situation here that if we don't start building social houses and we don't make it economically viable for the builders to start building houses, we're at a serious crisis. Like I've seen the figures that come out the other day that you're talking probably 50 to 80,000. So you're going back to figures of boom times in 08, 09 or so, 06, 07, the crash happened in 08, but the level of getting houses built. So, I mean, we're going to have to, in the next 5 years, and especially with the new amount of people that's arriving in the country, we have a serious housing crisis. And, I mean, with the cost of materials going up worldwide, it's not economically viable for builders to start building houses. Then when you take the government's VAT on it, the increased costs, so you're talking an average, the government is making 100,000 of an average house, which is crazy when you add the service and you add the VAT. So I had a motion in the May Council that if the government wants to get serious in this, to reduce the VAT to 0 for a year or 2 years like they're doing in Northern Ireland and in England, and that would start the housing boom.